Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. Hey, today on Wednesday, we are Need a Lucky Thigh High from the east at about 6 seconds with this little 9-second background bump in the water. Light morning southwest winds are going to turn south and build a little bit for the afternoon. For Thursday, we're going to continue to be Need a Lucky Thigh High from the east at about 6 seconds with that little 9-second background bump filling in. Light morning offshore winds are going to turn to the south and build a little bit for the afternoon. We drop down to the knee-high surf range for Friday and probably through the weekend. We might see a little bit of a bump on Sunday, but probably not too much that's going to be overly rideable. So next week is definitely going to be interesting. We have Tropical Storm Aaron out in the water right now, and that's going to strengthen into probably Major Hurricane Aaron by Sunday, if not Monday. And as this storm gets a little closer to us, it's getting into warmer water, it's going to be seeing less wind shear, so there's a very good chance this thing's going to go up to a Cat 3, if not a little stronger, by probably like Monday or Tuesday or so. So what does that mean for surf? Well, starting Monday, we should start to see a little bit of the swell starting to fill in, and then that's going to build all the way through Tuesday, probably into Wednesday. We're probably going to top out max size sometime around late Wednesday into Thursday. And I don't want to go throwing out wave heights yet, but if everything lines up, we'll be looking at overhead for a couple days. After that, the swell should shift to the northeast, and that's going to kind of mirror the hurricane's direction. And I would say we're probably going to get some leftovers all the way into the start of the weekend. It might start getting back to normal conditions around Sunday. Now, as always, keep an eye on the wave model, keep an eye on the hurricane center, and just stay up to date with the latest of what the storm is going to do, because these things can sometimes surprise you and make moves that none of the models really predict. So I'll be back on Friday and give you guys a heads up. And as always, keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And thanks again for checking out your number one surfing source in Florida, Surf Guru.